What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled, Trump Ruined My Colombian Restaurant. Now, before we get into the video, as you guys know, I'm out here in Tallahassee. I'm out here for two reasons. Reason number one, because it's snowing in Florida, and I already showed you video and pictures that it really is snowing out here in Tallahassee. Reason number two, and even the more important one, is that I came out here to our state capital to see what's going on with the MGTOW party. As you guys know, I started the MGTOW party back over the summertime, and I actually went and met with them in person at the front desk at the state election department to see what's going on. So some good news. Everything was right. There's just some missing documents. So maybe any of you guys out there know anything about politics or stuff like that, you want to email me or DM me later on. Let me know how we can fulfill all this. You don't need to pay money. You don't need to have anything notarized. You just have to, like, go down a checklist like this over here. So, as you guys can see, it's a big checklist, but honestly, guys, it's really not all that daunting. You just have to look at party papers from other political parties and pretty much copy and paste what they do. So if any of you guys out there have any political experience and you know the stuff that we're missing over here, apparently all the stuff that is not checked, we need to furnish to the State Department. It's not that big of a deal, you know. If you're a competent person, unlike Coach Bitchpill, this is easy. The good news is, the lady who's the chief deputy counsel at the Department of State, left me her phone number. Her name is Ashley Davis. That's a public record. Now, I'm not going to show her phone number because I know Coach Bitchpill is going to do what he's good at and creep her the fuck out. But this is the note that we got from her. Our documents are legally insufficient, and that's because there are some things that we did not furnish. And again, it's easy if you know what you're doing. Just look at other political parties, copy and paste. I'm going to give this lady a call on Monday and just see what we're missing and what we need to do, and hopefully take care of it within the next couple of business days. So that's some good news, guys. MGTOW political party, God willing, might be a thing. And if any of you guys out there want to have a political party in your own state, which you guys should definitely do, I'm also going to be looking to make a national MGTOW party, kind of like how they have the Democrat National Party and the Republican National Party. I want one for MGTOW. So if any of you guys are politically inclined, DM me, let me know. So let's get back to the point of this video. Trump ruined my Colombian restaurant. As you guys know, I'm supposed to fly out to Colombia this Tuesday to start a restaurant on the 1st of February. Looks like I won't be able to do that because of Trump. And the reason behind it, guys, is that ever since that fucking nigger started running his mouth about, I'm Mr. Big Dick Alpha Male, fuck the whole universe, the US dollar has been nosediving compared to the Colombian peso, Mexican peso. We've lost almost 10% of our value compared to the to the Colombian peso ever in the past month alone, ever since Trump started, you know, walking around saying, yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm alpha dog. And I know to some of you guys out there, 10% loss in currency may not be that big of a deal, but when you're sending over a couple thousand dollars, that can be the equivalent of almost $1,000 lost just because Trump wanted to walk around town grabbing his junk saying, yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm alpha. Which brings us to the most important thing about this video. I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. Trump is taking us to Disneyland before he takes us to the slaughterhouse. All these executive orders where he's like, oh yeah, we're going to end birthright citizenship, we're going to deport the illegals, we're going to stop DEI. It's all fucking bullshit, dudes. It's all nothing but a freak show for a bunch of retards to think that, yeah, man, we're winning, dude. It's like, you guys need to understand, you guys in America are the equivalent of people in a cruise ship that is sinking, but you're inside, you're drunk, you're on alcohol, you are gambling, you're eating the buffet, you're listening to music, you're just having the best time of your life. But people who are on other ships outside of your cruise ship, they're looking at your sinking cruise ship and they're like, what the fuck is wrong with these idiots? You know, that's exactly how America is right now under Trump. Guys, Trump hasn't been in office for a full week and he has already done more damage than fucking Biden has ever done, okay? The U.S. losing its currency is the worst thing that can happen, dude. You know, fucking some Haitian dude eating a fucking cat or stealing a goat or whatever, right? A duck from a pond. That ain't gonna do shit to you. That ain't gonna do shit to me, okay? But our currency losing its value? Dude, that will be the end of us, okay, guys? Because at the end of the day, if we Americans cannot afford buying things from other countries, it's over for us. I know Trump likes to say, oh yeah, dog, we're gonna bring manufacturing back into America. That nigger ain't gonna do shit, dudes. All that is nothing more than goitainment, okay? Trump said we're gonna end DEI, yet Trump just approved Jewish people to be considered a minority. That way they get billions of dollars of government money. Trump said, oh yeah, man, we're gonna stop all foreign aid, but not for the Zionist state fictitiously known as Israel. Now all that aid that's been stopped going to other countries is gonna go to the Zionist state. Can't you guys just see that what Trump says and does are the two opposite things? At this point, guys, I really don't blame Trump. I mean, if you still believe that Trump is God Emperor, I don't know what to tell you at this point, dudes. It's woefully obvious that Trump is gonna lock this country down, okay? This whole, migration thing, we gotta lock down the borders. Guys, I've said this before and I'm gonna say this again, okay? Trump is gonna lock down the borders. He's gonna declare the bird flu a national pandemic. He's gonna lock down the country and he's gonna have unmarked military vans showing up at your doors, dragging you and putting you on the bar live line in the Middle East so you can die for dirty Jews while dirty Jews go off to Ukraine, fuck a bunch of whores, live their best life. That's exactly what's gonna happen. 100%. It's either gonna happen or Donald Trump is gonna attempt to make it happen, okay, guys? So all of you guys out there who are like, man, I'm tired of winning. And that's another thing, you know, how many times did Donald Trump come out and say, I'm tired of winning? That's like the Jews who said to God, we're tired of manna. We don't want your food, God. We want to go back to Egypt and eat slave food. We want to eat lentils, you know. At my food truck, Egyptian shawarma, guys, a lot of people ask me, why don't you make koshari? Why don't you make lentil soup? Why don't you make falafel? Because that's poor people food. This is what the Jewish slaves ate in Egypt 3,000 years ago. Even though koshari, falafel, lentils are actually quite healthy for you, and they do have a big profit margin, I'm not gonna lie, but that's fucking slave food, okay? So just like the Jews said to God, we don't want to eat manna from heaven, we want to eat slave food. You know, you got Trump out there saying, I'm tired of winning, you know, and of course all the CIA assets, Tim Pool, Steven Crowder, they're like, we're tired of winning. We've been winning all day, every day, nah, nigga, y'all ain't winning. You're all a bunch of CIA assets who are in on it, you know. At the end of the day, it's you guys watching this video who are going to stay here in America who are going to suffer. That's a fact. That's not even a personal opinion. So, as you guys know, Canada and Mexico, they're not going to let you Americans in. Okay? They're going to deport your ass so you can go die for dirty Jews. That's number one. Number two, because Trump is purposely weakening the U.S. dollar compared to, again, Latin American currencies, what this means is those of you who are fortunate enough to escape America and go to Latin America, your money is no longer going to be as valuable as it once was. In fact, the U.S. dollar is going down every day. Every day, the U.S. dollar is losing, okay? We might even go to sub 4,000 pesos per dollar, okay? You know, just a month and a half, just a little bit over a month and a half ago, when I was in Colombia, like early December, the U.S. dollar, one American dollar was $1, almost 4,500 pesos. Now, because of Trump, $1 is about 4,100 pesos. So we lost about 10% of our value, and that value is going down every day because of Trump. You guys cannot see it, you know, but Trump, David Icke said it, so many people on MGTOW TV said it. Trump is building this super digital prison around you, and you guys cannot see it. You can't see it. It's like, again, you're drunk, you're alcoholics, you're listening to music, you're eating the buffet at a sinking cruise ship, but everybody outside the cruise ship, they can see that you guys are sinking, you know? So what this means, guys, because we lost 10% of our value thanks to Donald Trump, this means I have to postpone the restaurant for a month or two. The food truck, we only do that on the weekends because those are our profitable times. During the weekday, guys, I'm going to go back to DoorDash, you know. That way I have, you know, two incomes. I got DoorDash during the weekdays, fucking food truck on the weekends. And hope to God by March I have enough money to recoup enough money that I lost because of Donald Trump. You know, both ways, I gotta get the hell out of the country, dudes. Like, everybody watching this motherfucking video, you gotta get the fuck out of the country, okay? I already paid the Colombian lawyer to start our SAS paperwork in Colombia. SAS is their version of an LLC in Colombia. So we're already working, okay? We got the space at the mall. We're working with the insurance companies. We already got the ball rolling on getting the restaurant. The only thing is I need to sign to actually start going into that space. I can't do that because, again, Trump destroyed our currency. Okay, guys, so now I have to work longer, harder, more, just to make up for the currency that we lost compared to the Colombian peso, because, again, Trump is purposely losing, destroying the U.S. dollar, so you guys out there can't go live in Latin America after he declares a bird flu a national pandemic and locks down the country. Now, I know a lot of you guys out there, you don't want to hear that, and you're hoping that, you know, Trump is playing 4D chess with the Jews. Guys, Trump is a motherfucking antichrist. He's a Dajjal. The Dajjal in Arabic means great deceiver. Okay, that's what the word Dajjal means, the great deceiver. That's what Trump is. He is the great deceiver. And you guys out there, for whatever reason, still want to believe in him. I mean, the guy has done more damage to America in less than a week than Biden ever has, dudes. Okay, again, losing our currency is worse than fucking Haitians eating ducks from a pond. Okay, like, Trump is way worse than Biden. You know, I know some of you guys are going to say, well, you know, did you want Cumbucket Harris to be in charge? At the end of the day, you guys need to understand the Jews run everything. Why the fuck are you guys, why, do you guys know that Tallahassee is like 400 miles away from where I live? You know? Why did I come here? I just showed you the paperwork for MGTOW like 5 minutes, like 15 minutes ago, guys. Why am I trying to get a MGTOW party going? Because somebody has to take control after the collapse. Again, Yemen is gonna be the end of America, okay? You guys out there need to understand, especially if you call yourself Christians or Muslims, okay? We all heard of David versus Goliath, right? Yemen versus America is David versus Goliath. What you guys need to understand about God is, if you have a moral backbone and you say, in the name of God, I'm doing this, then that's when God is going to say, let me do my thing. And the last thing you want as an enemy of God is for God to do his thing. That's the last thing the enemies of God want. Trump doesn't see that he's the enemy of God because Trump thinks he is God, okay? You know, second coming of Trump, Prince of Peace, a light onto the world. You know, Trump said we are a light onto mankind. It's like, motherfucker, are you God? It's like, yeah, the motherfucker. Trump thinks he's God. Trump is telling you, goyim, in no uncertain terms, ana al-hukum al-a'la, I am your God, most high. Just like fear. You guys need to understand. And other people on MGTOW TV said it. Pharaoh went down literally seconds after he thought he was God. You see, Pharaoh, because of his arrogance, he thought he was top dog. But when he saw the sea, Red Sea, part for him, he thought he was genuinely God. He was like, this miracle happened because I am God. And within a couple of seconds, the real God stepped in and the sea closed on Pharaoh, and Pharaoh drowned. And before he drowned, he said, I now believe in the God of Moses. That's when the God of Moses said, yeah, too late, buddy, you're going to hell. So you guys need to understand, dudes, and a lot of people on MGTOW TV have already said that already, okay? You're going to wake up one day, and America is going to be collapsed. You're going to wake up one day, you're going to have civil war, you're going to have food shortages, you're going to have riots, you're going to have nuclear bombs falling, you're going to have disease, you're going to have famine. You guys need to understand, the decline is over, okay? Part of this decline is get the fuck out of the country. And I'm really sick and tired of hearing people say, oh, I'm going to get a sleeping bag. I'm going to go drink out of a swamp. I'm going to get those MREs. My nigger, why don't you leave the motherfucking country? God in the Quran says, Ard Allahi Wasa, the land of God is wide, okay? Why don't you leave the fucking country, dude? You know? You guys need to understand. God in the Quran says, us, MGTOW men, we have a divine obligation to leave oppression, okay? The only people who can stay here in America are weak, pathetic, blue-pilled people, okay? The old, the infirmed, the idiots who are married, those guys can stay here because, let's be honest, they have no options, right? But men like you and me, I mean, what's stopping any of you guys hopping on a plane and going to fucking Latin America, dudes? You know, think about it. Like, you guys, when I went to Colombia, do you think I had anything going on? No, but I made something happen, dudes. Like, I'm starting a joint venture in fucking Colombia, dudes. Like, we're gonna make Egyptian shawarma become a thing in fucking Colombia, dudes. You guys think I knew how to do that? No, I made shit happens, okay? A lot of you guys out there are hoping that Trump helps you out. Trump ain't gonna help anybody out, okay? Trump is gonna destroy you. That's what Trump is gonna do. He's gonna destroy you while telling you, oh yeah man, things are great bro, like everything is fine dog, why are you so upset for? You know, that's how Trump operates. He says one thing but his actions are the total and complete opposite. You know, gay Mexican midget, Nick Fuentes, came out the other day and said Biden actually deported more illegal immigrants per day than Trump has, even though Trump comes out and saying, oh yeah, man, we're deporting millions of illegals, dude. You know, again, Trump says one thing, his actions are the total and complete opposite. And again, Trump has done more damage to America in 72 hours than Biden has in 4 years, okay? And again, the most important thing here, guys, is our currency. Because once we can't afford to buy shit from China, and by the way, guys, this tariff, it's gonna make life, okay, you guys need to understand, dudes, if Trump adds 20%+ tariffs to made in China, all of a sudden that phone that cost $1,000 is now gonna cost $1,200. That microwave that cost $100 is now going to cost $120, okay? Those pair of socks that you get for $10 are now going to cost $12, okay? Trump is strategically destroying the lives of America, of Americans. Trump printed more money than any other president in U.S. history. Look it up, okay? Because of Trump, we have the inflation that we have. And now Trump wants to make sure that the stuff we get from overseas is hella expensive. So not only is he destroying us from within by making inflation go up here in America, he's also going to externally destroy us by making the stuff we get from overseas artificially expensive, okay? So can't you guys see that, dudes? Can't you guys see that Trump is purposely destroying America? I mean, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again, guys, okay? The only thing America has going for it over countries like Colombia is A, food here is relatively cheap. Yes, food in America is relatively cheap, assuming you guys are not fucking eating Twinkies and Popsicles all day. Like, raw food is relatively cheap here in America, okay, guys? That's number one. Number two, electronics, brand names, clothing, shit like that is relatively expensive. The minute Trump raises prices on foods and on electronics, brand names, that's it. Just throw America in the garbage can. At that point, America has no superiority over Colombia or even Mexico for that matter. Okay? The minute the raw food here becomes expensive, the minute it becomes expensive to buy iPhones, to buy socks, to buy fucking a hammer from Walmart, or to buy this fingerprint thing, you know. And the reason why I have this, guys, is that in Colombia, when you sign documents, not only do you sign with a signature, you also have to do a index fingerprint as well, okay? So once stuff like that becomes expensive because of Trump, you know, once a nail like this becomes expensive, okay, we got a problem, dudes. And that's exactly what Trump is gonna do. Again, he hasn't been in office for 72 hours and he has already done damage that Biden couldn't do in fucking 4 years. Okay, what do you think Trump is gonna do in a month? Okay, the guy already openly said we're gonna go to war with Iran. I mean, he already told you that. And I already told you, dudes, the war with Ukraine is probably gonna end within the first 100 days, and then after that, by summertime, is gonna be the big war with Iran and Yemen, and that's when shit is gonna get really bad for America. Okay. So I honestly wasn't planning on starting a business in Colombia until after Ramadan. You know, Ramadan is what, in a month? So like 2 months from now, like April, I'd have started the restaurant in Colombia. But now, because Trump is actually moving, I mean, again, in 72 hours, the guy has done more damage to this country in 72 hours than Biden has ever done. I mean, what's he gonna do in a full week? What's he gonna do in a whole month, you know? I'm not taking those chances, dudes. Like, if this idiot comes out and says, oh yeah, we're gonna do 20% tariff on goods, it's like, oh, that's the end of America right there, dudes. The minute he imposes tariffs on stuff coming from, you know, Mexico, China, shit like that. And this whole notion that, oh yeah, bro, this is gonna hurt us in the beginning, but eventually other countries are gonna, like, drop their tariffs too. Guys, no, 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 no. None of this is gonna happen. Other countries are looking at us Americans like we're fucking retarded, dude. You guys gotta get that through your mind. Like, Mexicans, Colombians, like, when I was in Colombia a couple of weeks ago, the Colombian people were like, wow, everybody we knew here in Colombia wanted to go to America, and now the same people that we wanted to go to their country, they want to come to our country. So the Colombians are looking at us like we're retarded, okay? So this whole notion that the whole world is going to bend its legs for America or bend its knees for America, it's not going to happen, dudes. It's not going to happen. Trump is purposely, strategically, and maliciously harming us. And you guys can't see it, man. You think that he's playing some sort of 4D chess. You know, he's not. He's not. He is purposely, strategically, and maliciously harming us. And yet you guys think that he's like God Emperor. That he's like the second coming of Jesus. So, you know, the guy is trying to replace himself as God. And again, you know, he got shot in the ear, but yet his ear made a... Like, dudes, come on, dudes. Like, let me show you something, dudes. Like, let me show you something, man. Look at my hands. Look at my hands, you know. These are fucking small wounds. Look at this over here. I had this from... This is a knife wound from fucking 15 years ago. Look at that. Just, you know, I just sliced myself with a knife. It was a knife, you know, nothing fancy. And here it is, okay? Like, look at my hands, dude. Look at my hands. You know, I got, like, fucking bruises. I got... Look at this over here, guys. You know, some of this stuff has been with me for decades. But yet, Trump's ear, which has been shot by a high-powered rifle, is fine and dandy, like cotton candy after a week. Guys, this is the Jews telling you in no uncertain terms that we run this country. This is the Jews telling you in no uncertain... Look, God in the Quran says, Kaidat Shaitan Da'if. Satan's game plan is weak, okay? And the reason why Satan's game plan is weak, it's because when you go to hell, God is going to be like, look, dude, I mean, it's woefully obvious that, you know, Trump was a liar. It's, you know, you don't need a PhD to figure that part out, you know. So at the end of the day, all you guys out there who still believe in Trump and all that stuff, and when you end up going to hell, you know, God is going to be like, hey, man, it's woefully obvious. In fact, Islam says the word Dajjal is going to be written on the forehead of Trump. Even a blind man can see it. Can a blind man see? Of course not. It's just that it's woefully obvious, dudes. Like, a lot of people are realizing that Trump is the Antichrist, you know. For every, I mean, a lot of, like, Brother Nathaniel now, he's kind of like, Trump did a couple of good things. Maybe he's doing the right thing. Guys, Satan, look, man, Satan will do a nice thing every now and then, and then he'll turn around and do 10 bad things, okay? So whenever Satan or Trump does a good thing, but they do 10 bad things, you're gonna be like, well, you know, that's a good start. Yeah, sure, you know, he did 10 bad things for one good thing, but, you know, maybe he has a heart, change of heart. It doesn't work like that, dudes, you know? You know, how idol worshiping began is that Satan would come to a people and there would actually be a man of God in that place, right? That's how idol worshiping used to be. There would be a good, pious man who used to live in this area, and then he'd die because everybody dies, and then Satan would come over and be like, hey, wasn't there a good, pious man here? You should visit his shrine every now and then. You know, build a shrine for that man. And then Satan will come a little bit later, a couple of generations later, and be like, hey, you know that shrine over there? Yeah, that shrine used to belong to a god. Why don't you worship him? You know? Again, Satan and Trump, they might do one good thing from a biblical perspective, but they're going to do 10 bad things. See, In Islam, the worst person in Islam is the munafiq. The hypocrite is the worst person in Islam. Like, if you read the Quran, okay, other than dirty Jews, it's the munafiq. It's the hypocrites, okay? Trump is a hypocrite. You know, all these people who come out and they tell you, praise Jesus, you know? They're all hypocrites. It's like, okay, praise Jesus. Beautiful, great. I love it. Why is there homosexual marriage? Do any of you ever think about that? Like, how can somebody come out and say, praise Jesus, yet have homosexual marriage? Like, you guys take me, for example. I don't wish anybody Merry Christmas. If somebody tells me Merry Christmas, I say, same to you. I don't wish anybody Merry Christmas. Why? Because Christmas is a fake, false, satanic religion. It's based in paganism. It has nothing to do with Christianity. So if you can't wish people Merry Christmas because it's a fake, pagan, satanic religion, how the hell can you claim to be a follower of the Messiah and yet support homosexual marriage? How does that work, right? So you guys out there, you're getting scammed all day, every day, up and down, side to side. And you don't wanna, I mean, look, I get it. You know, not everybody can hop on a plane, go to Colombia, start a business in Colombia. I get that, okay? But at the end of the day, guys, America is gonna be destroyed. And like I said, you're gonna wake up one day and bombs are gonna be falling. Civil war, violence, famine, disease, okay? It's gonna happen, guys. There's no need for you to be in this country. Like, again, when I went to Colombia, I went to Colombia because all the passport bros were like, oh man, the women here are hot, dude, and they're easy. So I'm like, let me go see what's going on. And when I went to Colombia, I'm like, shit, I can do business here, you know? Same thing with Ukraine. The only reason I'm not doing Egyptian shawarma in Ukraine is because I don't have a trusted source in Ukraine. Not to mention that Colombia is literally 2.5 hours away from me, you know? But after Colombia, guys, I'm gonna go off to Ukraine, you know? So if I can do business in Colombia and anywhere else in the world, you know, why are you guys not doing business? You know, why are you guys stuck in America thinking that God, Emperor Trump is, you know, through, I don't know, fucking magic or through hooga booga, he's going to make the country better? He's not going to make the country better. He's going to make the country worse. He already made the country worse, okay, guys? I mean, the guy hasn't been in 72 hours yet, and he already destroyed the country. I mean, again, the minute our currency loses its value, the minute imports from foreign countries become expensive, we're ruined. We are a ruined nation. You guys just can't see it. I mean, are you guys waiting for the bombs to fall? Are you waiting for the disease? Are you waiting for the famine? Are you waiting for the civil war? What are you guys waiting for to realize that Trump is the ultimate con artist? What are you guys waiting for to realize that Trump is the Antichrist? That Trump is the Dajjal? Like, what are you guys waiting for? Until it's too late? You know what I hate, guys? There's nothing more I hate when there's an entire parking lot and yet people park so close to you that you have to actually hit their car when you open up your door. I mean, nobody's doing it to me here, you know, but I'm just saying, man. Like, why is this guy... There's some dude, like, trying to park right next to a fucking SUV. It's like, my nigger, why don't you go park somewhere else, dude? There's a whole fucking parking lot. Like, why are you trying to park, like, right next to this SUV? You know, it's like, you got a fucking whole parking lot for yourself, dog. It's like, unbelievable, man. Oh, you're gonna hit. Jesus fucking Christ, what is this? Why, I mean, you know what, let me show you guys. He's gonna hit my nigger. Look at this. You got a whole fucking parking lot. You got a fucking parking lot. You got a fucking parking lot. And yet you had to park so close to a fucking SUV that you're about to hit it. Like, look at this. Look at this. Look at this parking lot, guys. Look at that. Oh my God, what's this idiot doing? What's this idiot doing? Oh my God. Please don't come parking next to me. Please don't come parking next to me. Please don't come parking next to me. Please, I beg you, don't come parking under black. Oh, goody, please don't come parking next to me. Please don't come parking next to me. Please don't come parking next to me. Please, pretty please. Oh, God, please don't come parking next to me. Oh, God, big, black, ugly woman. What the fuck is wrong with this woman? Look, she's trying to park between two cars. It's like, are you retarded? You got this whole parking lot and now you're trying to park? But now you're trying to sandwich yourself between... What's she doing? I mean... I'm hoping she's trying to steal something from the cars, you know? Because if she's driving around trying to park next to other cars when she has a fucking whole parking lot with like 80% of it empty and she's... I'm telling you, dude, see, this is why America's gotta collapse, dude. See, this is why look, the MGTOW party is not for this world order. This is for post-collapse, okay, guys? Like, everything I'm telling you guys is post-collapse. People like her, people like that dumb lady we saw a minute ago, people like her need to be exterminated. Now, I'm not gonna kill them. You're not gonna kill them. That's God's job, okay? It's not my job. It's not your job, okay? See, this is why America has to fall, okay? America's gotta fall because there's a lot of genetically inferior people out there. They gotta go, dudes. I'm not saying they're bad people, okay? In fact, Islam tells us that a giant sinkhole will open up and it will eat a lot of mankind. And when the Prophet Muhammad was asked, well, what happens if some of these are decent people? Are they going to go to hell? Well, the Prophet Muhammad said Allah will sort them out on the Day of Judgment. So just because, you know, you're going to get killed in this upcoming collapse doesn't necessarily mean you're a bad person. It simply means you're just not worthy of being around when the Son of Mary comes around. You guys need to understand, when the Son of Mary, that's Jesus, comes back, only the salihun, only the righteous, only the worthy people can be around, okay? We can't have fucking inchit niggers around anymore, guys. And again, this is why Western civilization, America in particular, has to fall. We need a collapse. We need nuclear bombs. We need starvation. We need famine. We need disease. Okay, we need civil war. We need all that bad stuff because a lot of people out there, guys, they need to be exterminated. And quite frankly, that's the whole point of this video. I'm telling you guys, if you have eyes to see, ears to hear, and you can talk, you know, you guys gotta leave America. Like, you guys gotta understand. If you're not an ancient nigger, you gotta leave America. That way, the ancient niggers are the ones who are gonna get exterminated. They're the ones who are gonna get, they're the ones who are gonna suffer, okay? There's no need for me and you to suffer, guys. Like, you guys know me, right? I hop on a plane, you know, I land in Cartagena, and by the time my plane lands, you know, touchdown, wheels on the ground, my bitch, her legs already up, okay? And I told you guys, like, my fucking Airbnb, literally, I can throw a rock from my Airbnb and hit a plane at Cartagena Airport, okay, guys? And I'm not exaggerating about that either, okay? So, if I can do it, you can do it. I'm in Cartagena. I mean, look, plane tickets from Miami to Cartagena or Colombia in general is about $200 round trip, okay? Airbnbs, you can get a good Airbnb in Cartagena is expensive, by the way, guys, okay? Like, go to, if you guys want a nice, decent Colombian city, Bucaramanga, okay? Bucaramanga is nice, okay? So, you don't have to be here in America, dudes. Like, you can go, half a year to Bucaramanga. You can go half a year to Colombia, another half year to Ukraine. Like, honestly, the world is your oyster if you really think about it, you know? I can have a restaurant in Colombia. I can have a restaurant in Ukraine. So, I'm making money here. I'm making money there. Like, guys, if you really think about it, look, dudes, the Prophet Muhammad 1 minute would say the Antichrist is an ain't shit nigger. The other minute he'd say, oh, the Antichrist is a big deal, okay? Now, it all depends on the person, okay? If you're me, Trump is an ain't shit nigger. At the end of the day, guys, other than Trump ruining my Colombian restaurant by destroying the U.S. currency, which I just have to work a little bit longer, a little bit harder, you know. Instead of opening a restaurant on February 1st, maybe March 1st or maybe April 1st, that's fine. God willing, we're going to make it, okay? So, for me, Amr Metwali, Donald Trump is an ain't shit nigger, okay? For these MAGA retards out there, yeah, Trump is God Emperor. You have to remember, MAGA people, and I see a lot of MAGA people here, guys. Like, here in Tallahassee, I see a lot of people walking around with the MAGA hat. It's like, my nigger, are you, like, not ashamed of yourself? And you can tell these guys who wear MAGA hats, you know, you can tell they're slow, they're feeble, they're weak, they're pathetic, they're ugly. So, yeah, I get it, dudes. I mean, when you are a genetically inferior human being, I get it, you know. You need somebody like Trump to take care of you because you are, like TFM said, okay, a lot of people living in this current world order, okay? If it wasn't for welfare, if it wasn't for modern science, healthcare, a lot of these people would be dead. And guess what? A lot of these people, they support Trump. Those are the MAGA people, okay? Because they rely on welfare, they rely on medical science, okay? The minute you take away welfare and medical science, these people are gonna die because they can't. You have to understand, I'm not saying they're bad people, okay? I'm not saying MAGA are bad people. I'm simply saying that MAGA people are weak, pathetic, and quite frankly, are not worthy of being alive. Again, I'm not saying they're bad people. They're just not worthy of being alive. And this is why the West is gonna get destroyed, okay? It's not because of Jews, it's not because of Trump, it's because we have a lot of weak, pathetic, ain't shit niggers out there who need to die, okay? At the end of the day, God tells us that He gives us the rulers we deserve, okay? If you are good, righteous, strong men, you're not gonna get Trump, okay? Why do we have Trump? Why do we have Fidel Castro's illegitimate son? That's because we have weak, pathetic, ain't shit niggers out there. That's the problem. At the end of the day, guys, the problem is not Jews, not you, not Trump. At the end of the day, guys, the real problem is weak, pathetic, ain't shit niggers who don't deserve to live. That's a problem. And when things are gonna get so bad because of these people, and again, you guys seen it yourself, the bitch, I have no idea why she almost hit that fucking SUV. It's like, bitch, you got like 758 empty parking stalls, and not only are you parking next to an SUV, why are you backing up so close to the SUV that you're about to hit it? And then you guys saw her. The bitch came right between these two cars. Like, she came right between these two cars. It's like, my nigger, look at this parking lot. Look at this parking lot. Look at this motherfucking parking lot. You know, why do you have to park Why do you have to try to park right behind that SUV when you got all these empty spaces? Why don't you go out from there? Why do you have to go out from going between these two cars? Again, guys, these are genetically inferior people. These are the people who need to be exterminated. And again, not saying they're bad people, they're just not worthy of being alive. A lot of people walking this earth are not worthy of being alive. I'm not gonna kill them. You're not gonna kill them. Let God do his thing. So until that happens, guys, until the collapse happens, until Western civilization is destroyed, what you and I need to do is get our money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. Or, in the case of Coach Bitchpill, traps and tie ladyboys. All right, my guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace.